Whether you're an entrepreneur, a creative, or someone just looking to enrich your life, this episode is packed with actionable advice to help you chart a course towards a more focused and fulfilling success journey, starting with your boundaries. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Seasons self-care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday mini-sode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. We're going to dive into the pivotal role of boundaries this week and how they impact your success journey. We love to think about boundaries as pieces of our life relating to certain specific areas. And when you think about it, boundaries are a part of every single part of your life. There are so many intricacies that are involved in setting and maintaining boundaries that not only protect your energy, but they also foster a fertile ground for your ambitions to thrive. And so I want to share three main things to consider when you're thinking about boundaries and which ones to instill in your life. The first one is about what tasks you're focusing on. Thinking about the things you want to accomplish, it really begins with getting clear on what is the outcome that you're after. And you need to have boundaries over the certain things that you're doing in order to get closer to that outcome. Life can take over. Life can just kind of show up in front of us and take us off track if we're not careful. So being really, really clear on your outcome helps to determine the actual things that you're doing each day. And certainly we can have some leeway, we can have some grace on ourselves, but when we're clear, we can actually get focused a lot faster. So thinking about what is for now and what is for later is one way you can approach the boundaries in terms of the outcome that you're after. And also thinking about what specific tasks are matching your energy in any given space of time. So as you're planning your days and your weeks, thinking about what these outcomes are that you're after, thinking about when you are best suited to work on certain tasks based on your energy is one way you can really protect that boundary of focus. And when you look at the Seasons self-care primer that is in the Seasons app, you'll see what I mean by that and what that can actually look like tangibly. So go check that out. You'll see a link to that in the show notes. The next area to consider when it comes to boundaries is who to collaborate with. So when you're thinking about this outcome that you're after, is it something that is much easier for you to be able to do completely on your own, or could you use some help? And short answer, often getting help is a great thing to ask for. I love collaborations, and it can be something so simple, it can be something more intricate, but the place I invite you to begin is looking at the different people you enjoy in your life who are doing different types of businesses and see if there are any connecting points of things that maybe interact really well with your business. Think about your areas of expertise. Do they complement each other? Or is it a little bit too far-fetched, a little bit too disjointed? You just really enjoy this person and maybe you're better suited just to hang out and, you know, have a good time and get together on a social visit instead. Or is it an interesting new take on how you can both elevate your businesses? Think about that when you're looking at collaborations. Something else very, very important to think about when you're collaborating is, do you like their energy? Because when you're collaborating with someone, you're spending time with them and your energy mixes and you impact each other and hopefully for the better. But sometimes there's like a jam up of energy and it can feel like maybe it's not the best use of your energy and time because you're not really getting the outcome that you're after. So you need to think about that when you're considering who you want to collaborate with. And then as we think about collaborating, a very important question to ask yourself is, who do you need to say no to? Maybe people are reaching out to you to collaborate and, you know, you don't really like saying no, you're happy to have the attention and the interest, but really when it comes down to it, maybe their area of expertise does not complement you, or maybe you find it kind of challenging to be in their energy. They're wonderful people, but there's just not a mix. You need to get good at saying no to what is not for you. And being honest about your bandwidth or the focus of what you're really interested in talking about right now is always a good place to begin. And what I love to do, because I really believe we want to really uphold the connections with the people we make, regardless if there's a time to collaborate now or not, think about who could you direct them to? Is there someone else in your life or someone that you know of who may be looking to work with someone like them? Think about how to be generous and pay that forward. You'll never go wrong when you do this, because I really love upholding friendships and connection, regardless of if I'm working with someone at any given time. And the final thing I want to focus on here when it comes to boundaries is where to place your time and energy. This is a big one. There are so many things we could be doing at any given time, and many of them are really good things to do. But are they all going to be things that you can do right now? There's only one of you, and maybe you have a team, but you do need to focus your time and energy to get these outcomes that you're after. So think about this. Does this idea sound exciting, but really the outcome is not going to be what you want? It's not going to yield the results. Think a little bit further down the line and see what you feel about that. Or is this just a shiny distraction and it's keeping you from doing what you really know you need to be doing? Have a boundary around your time. Get clear. Or is it someone else's priority, but your gut is telling you no, and it's getting louder and louder, and you're like, oh no, I don't have the time and energy to be putting into this right now. This is someone else. They're trying to convince me. Get used to saying a firm and kind no. No is a complete sentence. And I invite you to start saying it more often, because it will help you protect your time, protect your energy, and get you to the outcome that you are truly after. Because then when you're achieving this thing you're after, you're actually helping people. And then you have more space to move on to the next thing that you want to do. The Seasons Collective is a place that holds you accountable to the boundaries that you want to uphold in your business. It is a space where others who are wanting to maximize their time and energy while making an impact they were born to make are actually getting work done. When you're in a space like this, you're going to find that you accomplish more in less time and you free up headspace to create in new ways. It is a beautiful space to collaborate and to be reminded of who you are, the work you do, and have fun along the way. And so boundaries, like where you're putting your time, where you're investing your time in your own personal growth, it's a big one. And so really consider that. To learn more about the Seasons app and the Seasons Collective, you can go to the link in the show notes. I've got great information there, and I'm excited to be welcoming a new cohort in very soon. So I really appreciate you listening. I really hope that if you got something valuable from this episode, tag me on social media. I love shouting out your messages, and it really means the world to me that you listen to these episodes. So when you rate, when you review and share them, it really spreads the message of going for your version of a life of more to those who need the encouragement. I appreciate you. Have a beautiful rest of your week. Big blessings.